And welcome back. Today's topic is going to be what I mean when I mention a bureaucratic oligarchy. To start with, we have to know what an oligarchy is. And an oligarchy is very similar to a monarchy, except that the position of king is held by a group of people, typically a very small group of people, a small committee of kings. These people have virtually unlimited power, much as a regular monarch does, and so they can just issue an edict and all of the subjects are expected to follow their orders. Well, a bureaucratic oligarchy is a recently identified modification of an oligarchy in which the bureaucracy itself becomes that committee that issues the edicts. As a bureaucracy, one group doesn't issue all of the directives for the entire government, but, for example, the CDC can issue directives that don't affect the Department of Energy, but affect all of the citizens. In the same way, the Securities and Exchange Commission can issue directives that only affect banks and securities and all of that sort of thing. So, what makes this so very troubling is that none of those people are elected. They are all appointed. And when we change presidents, typically the new president will appoint new department heads, but not the people who are in the offices making the decisions. When I last checked, which was a couple of years ago, the number of administrative appointments that a new president would have to go through after taking office was about 7,000. So most of that 7,000, they're held over from one president to the next for no other reason than it's very, very difficult to go through huge masses of candidates and pick 7,000 to appoint. You finish out your term before you get through with your appointments. So the bureaucratic oligarchy, these are the folks who don't even really correspond with or interact with the president. They just take their mission of whatever their department is and go on with it. Now, certain presidents can issue executive orders, and that bureaucratic oligarchy, if they agree with the order, they'll get right on it. But if they don't agree with it, they'll stall. They can keep an executive order from going into effect for years. The result is that the people whom we elect to office are seldom the people who are making the day-to-day decisions in how the administration is run.